You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We are leaders in cheese and beer, but grape growers and winemakers, they haven't been able to break through and attract national and international acclaim. Also, where's the data? The last USDA wine industry survey for Wisconsin was published in 2015. Do you buy and enjoy Wisconsin wines? How do they compare to California varieties? What's holding back the industry here? It's 800-642-1234. Kathleen Gallagher is Executive Director of Five Lakes Institute. That's a nonprofit that aims to grow the Great Lakes region's high-tech economy and culture. She wrote about the wine industry in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kathleen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, what is the stature of Wisconsin wines on the national and international scene?
Wisconsin wines aren't real prominent on that scene. There are no Wisconsin wines on Wine Spectator's most recent top 100 list, on Wine Magazine's most recent top 200, or among the prestigious Decanter Awards. So not real high profile.
Yeah, so we're not really showing up. Why aren't Wisconsin wines getting any type of recognition? What's going on?
Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm no wine expert, more a business person. But what I've heard anecdotally is that Wisconsin wines tend to be fruitier and not the quality of, say, Napa Valley's wines or the wines that come out of France.
Okay, so we're fruitier here, not the quality of Napa. What sets us apart from Napa Valley?
Well, climate change has been devastating Napa Valley. So the wildfires and drought have ruined a lot of grape crops. California, they do this grape crush report, and they processed fewer wine grapes in 2020 than in any year since 2006. And there are all these stories coming out of there, you know, grape growers putting sunscreen on their grapes because of the extreme heat, using toilet water, recycling toilet water because of the drought, because their reservoirs are dry. So just all kinds of problems in Napa Valley and in other traditional wine growing regions of the world, like France and Italy.
What has the pandemic done? I mean, we'll get more into climate change, but has the pandemic had an impact on the industry?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
Found anything like that, but the devastation from changing temperatures and that sort of thing. You know, in France and Italy this year, there was a real warm March. The grapes started growing well. And then in April, there was a big freeze and it just knocked out a lot of the wine grapes this year. So
what is our climate like here in Wisconsin? Could it prove to be better for grape growing?
Well, it's as good. We're on the magical 45th latitude, and all of the best grape growing regions of the world are between the 30th and 50th parallels. So Wisconsin, we're there. And then, you know, the point I was making in this column in the Journal Sentinel is that Door County and Michigan's Leelanau Peninsula are both coastal. And what you want is to be around that latitude and beyond the coast where it ensures warm days and cool nights. That's what's best for the grapes.
How has grape growing been in Door County in particular? Is it taking off?
I think there are a lot of wineries, like we talked about at the beginning of this conversation. They aren't making world-class wines right now. But I guess the argument I'm making is that they could, given the right circumstances.
So given the right circumstances, how could they improve the wine here in Wisconsin?
Well, the information age, right? That's a funny start of the answer. But what the information age requires is using information well and cooperation. So the argument I'm making is that the Wisconsin and Michigan grape growing, wine grape growing organizations should band together and facilitate cooperation between the growers. And what's neat is you can use these new tools in the field of data science to cooperate. If you're with me, this is a little complicated, but kind of a fun idea. Want to keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going. How could you facilitate this cooperation?
Well, I personally think it would be the trade organizations, but I'm sure there are other organizations that can do it. But the idea would be all these wine growers, the good ones are keeping track of a lot of variables to begin with, right? They're looking at temperatures, they've got sensors out there. They're looking at temperatures, the amount of water in their wine, all the variables that you would think of involved in growing grapes and in producing wine. So what they could do is combine all that data. Everyone has their own data, and every year they try and get a little bit better using their data. But if they would combine all the data, they would have the ability to look at how everyone was affected, say by temperature or rainfall or that sort of thing, and really get to some good places. For example, they could maybe figure out that, oh, this is what happened overall. I could use less fertilizer next year and still produce good grapes. So, they can, and in terms of producing the wine, you set what they call the golden batch. What's the best year, the best wine you had, and what were the variables that year, and how can you work toward that in subsequent years?
Yeah. What I'm hearing is a lot more collaboration, a lot more transparency, and working together to get that golden batch, if you will.
Yeah, and using modern tools. And I think some growers are hesitant to do that because they're worried that if they provide, what would happen is they would provide their own information and everyone else would provide their own information, and then they'd be able to look at theirs and the rest of it would be anonymized. And I think they worry, California wine growers could get that information and use it. I'm not sure that's a big concern for two reasons. One, this big companies do this all the time, put their stuff in the cloud and use data analytics to analyze it. But also, we're in a different geography, different soils, et cetera. So I'm not sure that information would be that helpful to growers in other parts of the world anyway.
We're talking with Kathleen Gallagher, who is executive director of the Five Lakes Institute. She's sharing ideas on how Wisconsin's wine industry can grow, can compete. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Is there a winery in your area? What does it add to your community? Do you work in the wine industry or the beverage industry? What kind of boost do you think is needed? What type of data can you not get your hands on? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Kathleen, why is it worth investing in a slowing market? Why should we really focus on amping up, if you will, our wine industry in Wisconsin?
Well, the market is slowing a little bit because baby boomers are aging. They're still buying wine at all price points, but they're not buying as much of it. Millennials aren't as interested in pure wine as baby boomers. They're interested in, you see this when you go to the grocery store or the liquor store, right? They're interested in craft beverages, in White Claw type drinks, mixes of wine and other things. So one of my ideas in this column in the Journal Sentinel was, could someone develop a wine-infused version of the old-fashioned cocktail?
You just you put the challenge out there. You never know. Let's take a call now. Erin in Madison. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind about the wine industry?
I just wanted to share a perspective. I work in the horticulture industry, and I had the privilege under being educated under some really brilliant people at the University of Madison for fruit crop production. And growing wine in Wisconsin is is really difficult because wine, grape varieties in general are grafted. So there's the rootstock that grows underground, and then there's the scion that grows above ground. And what we're trying to do in Wisconsin is develop more cold-hardy varieties of the rootstock so that they are more adaptable to our Wisconsin climate. And then the rootstock, and then the scion is going to be a variety of grape that tastes delicious. But to do that takes a lot of time and a lot of research to be able to make these grafted varieties work in our region. And then some other things to take into consideration is, from a horticultural perspective, is successfully growing grapes starts with planning and site preparation, and then also understanding a lot about plant physiology and how everything that you're growing is interconnected, and being able to understand what is happening in the plant and why it's happening and how to produce the best quality grapes.
Aaron, this adds so much. I'm wondering, where is Wisconsin at in the process of doing all this grafting of the varieties?
I know researchers at the university, especially at Madison, probably at Michigan, like you mentioned as well, are working pretty extensively to develop these new varieties. And I know there is, like, Wollersheim Winery and the Baraboo region is using some of those varieties now. So there are places that are using some of these newer technologies and research developments to produce better quality wines in the region.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you. Kathleen, you know, as Aaron says there, you know, finding those cold, hard varieties and grafting is really where the industry should be focused on.
Yeah, just a couple of thoughts. That was awesome, all the information Aaron provided. One thought is, you know, when you're talking about, you know, there's Door County and the Leelanau Peninsula, which are a little different because they're coastal, and then the rest of Wisconsin and Michigan. So just to make that clear, it's Michigan State in Michigan, which is kind of the agricultural focus school. So it seems like a really great idea if Aaron's group and the people at Michigan State work together to develop some more of these varieties. But the other point I wanted to make is, you know, we're so blessed to have University of Wisconsin, UW-Madison here. And not only from a horticultural perspective, but their computer science school, the School of Computer Data and Information Sciences, is one of the top schools in the country for data. So if you can combine that horticultural expertise and the data expertise in that computer science area, you've really got something special that could make us very globally competitive. And then combine that with Michigan, and wow.
Kathleen Gallagher, she leads a nonprofit in Milwaukee helping high-growth businesses succeed in the Midwest. We're looking specifically at the wine industry. Do you work in the beverage industry? What kind of boost do you think is needed? Is there a winery in your area? How is it done in the pandemic? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Kathleen Gallagher here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing Wisconsin's wine industry here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Climate change may lead to more opportunities for Wisconsin winemakers, especially as wildfires and drought ravage California. But is there enough wine culture in Wisconsin with technology to become a dominant player in the industry? It's 800-642-1234. Kathleen Gallagher leads Five Lakes Institute. She's been studying the potential of the wine industry here. And Kathleen is with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Max now in Kenosha. Hi, Max. What is your perspective on the industry?
Hi, Kate. So I think that Wisconsin is going to have a really hard time, you know, getting quite big in the wine industry, just because you already touched on it. The climate is just too cold. If you think about the really popular wine varietals that are sold in the United States, if you think of Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, all of those big varietals, all of those are vinifera grapes, and it's just too cold. And the growing season in Wisconsin is too short to grow those to their, you know, full potential. Most harvests happen, you know, for those varietals around late September, early October, and sometimes you already get snow in early October in northern Wisconsin. The lake can have a good effect because it is a, you know, warming. It has a warming effect on the grapes. That's why you see some Riesling, some pretty high quality Riesling being grown in Michigan. Hmm. But unfortunately, in Wisconsin, it's just too cold for any sort of high quality grapes being grown. That's why when if you go to Door County, you'll see that a lot of the red wines that are made with decent quality grapes, all the grapes are imported from California. They're not grown locally.
Maxon, you lived in France for a number of years. Is there you're from France. Is there a, do you see a lot of difference in how grapes are grown in France versus how they're grown here in the U.S.?
I would say that a lot of the methods used in Washington and California and even like upstate New York are going to be very similar to the ones used in France. Technology, I think, in the United States is really evolved because American winemakers are more open to accepting new technology. But I think they're very, very similar.
Okay, very similar. Max, thank you for that perspective. Kathleen, you know, Max saying they're reiterating that climate is holding us back here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I surmised, I would say that for the rest of the state, but I think Door County is special, like the Leelanau Peninsula in Michigan. So, you know, I think what we've kind of surfaced during this conversation is there are lots of efforts being made around the rest of the state by the horticulture people at UW to work on new grapes. But the coast, the bay side of Door County and the Leelanau Peninsula in Michigan, I think are special because they have that more temperate lake climate. That's what the person I talked to was someone at Michigan State, which is, you know, kind of the agriculture school in Michigan. So I'm sure Max is right about the rest of the state, but I think those two areas are special.
Those two microclimates. Bernard called from Madison, couldn't stay with us. Bernard is a professor at UW-Madison, says it would be worth creating a viticulture department here like they do in Napa Valley to teach about wine. What are your thoughts on that, Kathleen?
Well, I want to come back to this data piece. I just think this data analytics is so important, and that's where I'd start. You know, just to give perspective, there are all these big consultants, McKinsey being one of them, that used to go around and, you know, they'd come to you, they'd say, give us all your data and we'll figure out what you should do. And then they'd look at the data from everyone else. And what you can do now way more cheaply is cooperate and share your data. And, you know, I think that's the place to start. Like, let's figure out what we have. I really think it's on these wine trade associations in Wisconsin and Michigan to get that going. And then we can figure out if we need a viticulture department, but we got to figure out what we've got. And there are modern tools to do it if we could get somebody to embrace them.
We're talking with Kathleen Gallagher, who leads the Five Lakes Institute. She's sharing ideas on how Wisconsin's wine industry can use data to grow. You can join in with what you see. Do you buy and enjoy Wisconsin wines? How do they compare to California? Is there a winery in your area? What is it doing? Is it sharing its data? 800-642-1234. Kathleen, can you give some examples of other industries that aggregate and share data and that it's helping?
Huh, that's a trick question. You know, I can't. I didn't research that for the column, but I will say I wouldn't be surprised if some of the California wine growers are doing it. I think on the coast, there's more of an effort to do this. And the Midwest has been slower to embrace these new data analytics tools. So maybe there's a caller who
has some. What resources would it take to gather data from the wine industry? You know, how big of an undertaking is this?
Well, if you had a group that was really dedicated to it and you had the right experts involved, what you've got to do is build models. You know, what's the golden batch? What's the best wine you can aspire to? What are the best climate conditions? A consultant I talked to who does industrial stuff mostly said it would only take a couple months. You have to have a few months, maybe more than two. You have to have somebody spearheading the project. So maybe rather than a viticulture department at UW-Madison, the place to start is some researcher who wants to help the growers aggregate this data and apply data analytics to it.
Do you have any sense in what appetite that producers have in working together or their level of collaboration at this point in Wisconsin?
I don't. You know, one of the things I intended to do when I wrote this column was to call the trade groups for the wine producers, and I didn't. I got, you know how that is, got sent down a different path, but it would be interesting to me to figure out what the trade organizations are doing in each state and how they're approaching this new data analytics landscape.
And especially as we see our changing climate here in Wisconsin, it getting warmer. And, you know, as we've been hearing, we're just too cold here in Wisconsin. We have to graft more. But our climate is changing.
Right. And, you know, you can't underestimate the more temperate climate you get near coastlines as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably one of the reasons Michigan has, you know, made more progress because they've got a bigger lake coastline, right? You know, they're on the east side of it.
Yeah.
That undercount.
Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Really fun to talk about.
Yeah. Kathleen Gallagher is executive director of Five Lakes Institute, a Milwaukee area nonprofit. Just ahead, the second in our new series, Ask a Contractor. We talk with a Madison plumbing service coordinator about what you need to do to keep your home's plumbing running smoothly and what to do when something goes wrong. Have you had a plumbing issue in the pandemic? Did you fix it or did the plumber? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.